Surah Al-Qiyamah. Al-Qiyamah, the resurrection. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. La uqsimu biyawmil qiyamah. I swear by the day of resurrection. Wa la uqsimu bin nafsil lawwamah. And I swear by the reproaching soul. Allah swears by the day of resurrection itself. And Allah also swears by the reproaching soul. To what? To the certainty of resurrection. But what is the reproaching soul? It is that of the believer, which blames himself when he falls into sin or error, and he reproaches himself when he does good deeds as well, because he feels that he has not performed his duties of servitude and divine worship adequately. He feels that he has not fulfilled his obligations as a slave of Allah. He reproaches himself for his shortcomings in duties, obligations, and evils. The amazing thing is that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always swears by great things. Allah swears by great things, great creations of His, to give them honor. But what about the self-reproaching soul? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Hasan al-Basri rahimullahu ta'ala and others have expressed the view that Allah has sworn an oath by the self-reproaching conscience in order to show honor for the believing souls who take account of their deeds, regret, and feel sorry for their shortcomings, and they reproach themselves. There are three kinds of nufus, three kinds of the self, the soul. Man's nature goes through three stages of human development. The first stage is called An-Nafsul Ammara, the self that tempts to evil. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam in ayah number 53. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. Surely man's inner self often incites to evil. The second stage of development is called An-Nafsul Lawwama, the self that blames itself, meaning the self-reproaching conscience. The first stage develops into the second stage as a person tries to perform righteous deeds and has a spiritual struggle. This self is conscious of its own imperfections, so it rises now to the level of lawwama. It regrets its evils and shortcomings, but is not completely cut off from evils. The third and highest stage of development is called An-Nafsul Mutma'inna, the self which is at peace. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Fajr. This self develops into this stage as it progressively performs righteousness and attains nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, applies the sacred laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so rigorously that it becomes his nature. He develops a natural hatred for anything contrary to the Quran, anything contrary to the Sunnah. So now we have to examine ourselves. Where am I? Where is my level of conscience? Do I fall under the first stage? Am I in the second stage? And we would certainly hope to be in the third stage when the angels take away our souls. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by these honorable things. Does man think that we will not assemble his bones? Yes, we are able even to proportion his fingertips, but man desires to continue in sin. He asks, when is the day of resurrection? So when vision is dazzled, and the moon darkens, and the sun and the moon are joined, man will say on that day, where is the place of escape? No, there is no refuge. To your Lord that day is a place of permanence. Man will be informed that day of what he sent ahead and what he kept back. What he sent ahead were his good deeds, which will await him in the hereafter. And what he kept back, that which he did not do or that which he delayed. Allah says, rather, man against himself will be a witness when our mouths will be sealed up and the parts of our body will speak. Allah says, even if he presents his excuses, move not your tongue with it, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to hasten with it, meaning the recitation of the Quran. Indeed upon us is its collection in your heart, and to make possible its recitation. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was used to move his tongue very quickly, trying to remember what Jibreel alayhi salam was revealing to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to do that, simply to listen. And then he says, so when we have recited it through Jibreel, then follow its recitation. Then upon us is its clarification. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then explain it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, but you mankind love the immediate and leave neglect the hereafter. Some faces that day will be radiant, looking at their Lord. The people of Jannah will actually see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ameen. And some faces that day will be contorted, expecting that there will be done to them something back-breaking. No, when it, the soul, has reached the collarbones, when the body is on the verge of death, and it is said, who will cure him? Meaning, can anyone hold back his death? And he, the dying one, is certain that it is the time of separation, and the leg is wound about the leg. From the difficulties the person faces at death, or his sudden awareness of the realities, it may also refer to his shrouding after death. So Allah says, and the leg is wound about the leg. To your Lord that day will be the procession. Driving, herding, people will be driven in a certain direction. And he, the disbeliever, had not believed, nor had he prayed. Allah says, فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. But instead he denied and turned away. And then he went to his people, swaggering in pride. Woe to you and woe. Then woe to you and woe. This is a saying of destruction. Allah says, does man think that he will be left neglected? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. That he will not be taken to account. There will be no end, without responsibility, without being returned to Allah for judgment. Allah says, has he not been a sperm from semen emitted? Then he was a clinging clot, and Allah created his form and proportioned him and made of him two mates, the male and the female. Is not that creator able to give life to the dead? The response to that from the Prophet, peace be upon him, is, Subhanaka wa bala. You are free from all imperfections. Allah, you can certainly do that. Surah Al-Insan. Al-Insan means man. This surah is also titled Surah Ad-Dahr or Time. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite this surah on Friday at Fajr time. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hal ata ala al-insani hinu min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Has there not come upon man a period of time when he was not a thing even mentioned? Indeed, we created man from a sperm drop mixture, that we may try him, and we made him hearing and seeing. Indeed, we guided him to the way, be he grateful or be he ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to see what we would do. Would we be grateful and follow the straight path? Or we would do kufr and ignore it. Indeed, we have prepared for the disbelievers chains and shackles and a blaze. Indeed, the righteous will drink from a cup of wine whose mixture is of kafur. Kafur is a sweet-smelling spring in paradise. A spring of which the righteous servants of Allah will drink. They will make it gush forth in force and abundance. They are those who fulfill their vows and fear a day whose evil will be widespread. And they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan, and the captive, saying, we feed you only for the countenance or approval of Allah. We wish not from you reward or gratitude. Indeed, we fear from our Lord a day austere and distressful. When we give charity, do we really feel this in our hearts? When we make food and we distribute it to others, to the needy, to the hungry, is it simply an act that we are following a ritual, something that we quote-unquote ought to do? Do we really do this for the sake of Allah at that moment? Is that what we think? I am doing this for the sake of Allah. Is my heart trembling? Will Allah accept this from me? May Allah forgive my sins through this? Or is it that I am fulfilling some sort of self-image that I have of myself? I am somebody who feeds the needy. Subhanallah. May Allah forgive us and may He purify our intentions. Ameen. These people feed because they love Allah. They don't need anything from anybody. They don't want their pictures taken. They don't want their names mentioned. They just fear from Allah a day which is austere and distressful. Allah says, so Allah will protect them from the evil of that day and give them radiance and happiness and will reward them for what they patiently endured with a garden in paradise and silk garments. They will be reclining therein on adorned couches. They will not see therein any burning sun or freezing cold. And near above them are its shades, and its fruit to be picked will be lowered in compliance. The fruit themselves will start to lower themselves, hang down, so people don't even have to get up from their reclining position to catch those fruit. Allahu Akbar. And there will be circulated among them vessels of silver and cups having been created clear as glass. Clear glasses made from silver of which they have determined the measure. And they will be given to drink a cup of wine whose mixture is of ginger. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهُ زَنْجَبِيلًا عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. From a fountain within it, meaning Jannah, named Salsabil. There will circulate among them young boys made eternal. When you see them, you would think of them as beautiful as scattered pearls. Alhamdulillah. And when you look there in paradise, you will see pleasure and great dominion. Upon them the inhabitants will be green garments of fine silk and heavy silk, and they will be adorned with bracelets of silver, and their Lord will give them a purifying drink. And it will be said, indeed, this is for you a reward, and your effort has been appreciated. In the earlier surah, Allah tells us when the angels of hellfire will ask the people in Saqar, why are you here? They will say, we did not used to pray, and we did not used to give sadaqah, and we neither fed the poor. In Surah Al-Insan, all of this grace, this incredible beauty and gifts are in store for people for what deeds? One thing. Allah says, and they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan, and the captive. Why so many different kinds? They go looking for all of these different kinds of people. Whoever needs food, they are there to feed them. And they say, we feed you only for the approval of Allah, the love of Allah. We do not need anything in return from you. Their sincerity is simply feeding people. And it will be said to these people, indeed, this is for you a reward, and your effort has been appreciated. Indeed, it is we who have sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran progressively. So be patient for the decision of your Lord, and do not obey from among them a sinner or ungrateful disbeliever. And mention the name of your Lord in prayer, morning and evening. And during the night, prostrate to Him and exalt Him a long part of the night. Indeed, these disbelievers love the immediate and leave behind them a grave day. The Prophet ﷺ is being told to gather courage from salah. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, indeed, these disbelievers love the immediate. What is the immediate? Dunya. The word dunya, dal, noon, wow, means something which is near. Something that they can see, touch and feel. These are impatient people. Allah says they want their reward right now. Allah says, and leave behind them a grave day. Meaning they completely ignore, they neglect a very serious, a very grave day. We have created them and strengthened their forms. And when we will, we can change their likenesses with complete alteration. This ayah hints at the fact that even though man's limbs and organs are perpetually in motion and the wear and tear on them is phenomenal, they continue to function from birth to death. When machines made of iron or steel wear out and require regular servicing, even after a short period of time, man's body, made of soft tissues and muscles, functions for decades and scores of years without maintenance. Just take a look at the joints of the fingers or any other joints of the human body. They move vigorously in all different ways, an uncountable number of times. Heavy pressure and force is applied to them for 70 to 80 years on average, yet the finger joints and other joints remain intact. It is certainly only Allah who makes this possible. Allahu Akbar. Inna hadhihi tazkiratun faman sha'a attakhadha ila rabbihi sabila. Indeed, this is a reminder, so he who wills may take to his Lord a way. What is this way? This way is to feed the poor and needy. This way is to pray salah. This way is to fear Allah. This way is to fear reckoning. Allah says, find a way. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah says, everyone performs upon his own shakal, shakilatihi. Everyone performs according to his or her own abilities. Allah knows best who is more guided. So find the path to Allah that is easy for you. Find the path of the multiple things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that He loves. Find those that you are good at, that are easy for you, and you love to do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and carry on in those. But the goal has to be that I want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end. Two things we have to be cognizant of. Do not become distracted by obstacles. And second thing, never lose focus that I am doing this for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But then Allah also says, and you do not will except that Allah wills. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Indeed, Allah is ever-knowing and wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what our true intention is, and He also knows what we really want to do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is wise. He may not allow us to do those things that we really want to do. They might not be good for us. He will close a door, but then He will open the one that is best for us. Allah is also knowledgeable and wise in determining who deserves good, who deserves direction and guidance to the right path and who doesn't. Allah says, يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. He admits whom He wills into His mercy, but the wrongdoers, He has prepared for them a painful punishment. May Allah never let us be amongst those. Ameen. Surah Al-Mursalat, those sent forth. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا, by those winds sent forth in gusts. فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عُصْفًا, and the winds that blow violently. وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا, and by the winds that spread clouds. فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقًا, and those angels who bring criterion, meaning they bring the criterion to the human messengers. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا, and those angels who deliver a message. عُذْرًا أَوْ نُذْرًا, as justification or warning. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَوَاقِي, indeed, what you are promised is to occur. Again, these great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us of Allah's power, and Allah swears by them to drive home the concept that this dunya is temporary, that akhirah is going to come. They bring the Quran, the angels, Allah says, as justification or a warning. Uzran, it's an excuse to provide excuses for the believers or giving warnings to the disbelievers. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the Quran will be either an excuse, a justification for you or against you. The Quran persuades the believers to seek excuse from Allah for their shortcomings and pray for forgiveness and for guidance. And in the case of people of falsehood and disbelievers, it contains a warning for them. The subject of these oaths is a day of judgment, reckoning, reward and punishment. So when the stars are obliterated, and when the heaven is opened, and when the mountains are blown away, and when the messenger's time has come, That will be the day when all the messengers will be gathered, and they will bear witness concerning their own nations. Allah asks, for what day was it postponed? This question is posed as a reminder, as if you're asking someone a question whose answer they already know. لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِلَتْ? And what day was it postponed? For the Day of Judgment. لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. Al-Fasl means decision. Fasl also means clarity. The day when people will attain clarity. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. And what can make you know what is the Day of Judgment? Woe that day to the deniers. Death and destruction that day to the deniers. Did we not destroy the former peoples? Then we will follow them with the later ones. If Allah can destroy the earlier ones, He can destroy the later ones as well. This is a stern warning. كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Thus do we deal with the criminals. Woe that day to the deniers, Allah says again. Did we not create you from a liquid disdained? And we placed it in a firm lodging? Where is this firm lodging? The womb. Allah says, think about your creation. This amazing miracle which occurs in the womb of the mother. إِلَىٰ قَدْرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. It is there, it is lodged in the womb of the mother for a known extent. And we determined it, and excellent are we to determine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designs it. Then the ruh is blown into it at 40 days. Allah chooses where the baby will be born, to which parents it will be born. Will it be fortunate or unfortunate? How much money will it earn? How much risk will it use up? How long will it live? And when will it die? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. Have we not made the earth a container of the living and the dead? Subhanallah. Did we ever imagine it to be described like that? It is a container because Allah says, try to fly out of here. Try to break through the barriers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has erected up in the heavens. Allah says you will not be able to do so except with a great deal of power. That power also is supplied by Allah. It is a container. Allah says the earth is a container because we cannot go and live anywhere else except on our planet. And it contains the living, it also contains the dead. And we place therein lofty, firmly set mountains and have given you to drink sweet water. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. They will be told, proceed to that which you used to deny. Proceed to a shadow of smoke having three columns, but having no cool shade and availing not against the flame. Indeed, it throws sparks as huge as a fortress, as if they were yellowish black camels. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. This is a day they will not speak. Because in this dunya they would make excuses. Allah says they will not be allowed to speak on that day, nor will it be permitted for them to make an excuse. They will not be able to gesture. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. This is the day of judgment. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. We will have assembled you and the former peoples. So if you have a plan, then plan against me. This is a severe warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, try to outrun Allah. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. Indeed, the righteous will be among shades and springs, and fruits from whatever they desire. Being told, eat and drink in satisfaction for what you used to do. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلْ. إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, we thus reward the doers of good. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. O disbelievers, eat and enjoy yourselves a little. Indeed, you are criminals. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. And when it is said to them, bow in prayer, do ruku, they do not bow. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَ إِذِ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Woe that day to the deniers. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ Then in what statement after it, after the Qur'an, will they believe? Let's talk a little bit about feeding the poor. How can it save me from hellfire? The Prophet ﷺ said, Bukhari and Muslim, protect yourself from hellfire even if by giving a piece of date as charity. We all know how small the date is. But he said, save yourself from hellfire even by giving a piece of date. So imagine what a whole date can do. Imagine what a plate full of food can do. Just one plateful. When Ramadan comes, we hoard. We hoard food in our freezers, in our fridges. We spend hours preparing food for ourselves, for our children. They will get to eat what they really want. We have iftars for people who can afford to eat. We send iftar to people who can afford to eat. Do we really think about the homeless shelters in our communities? The people who are on the streets who have nothing? And they would love to have just a simple one piece of bread. Subhanallah. A man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which act in Islam is the best? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to feed the poor and the needy, and to greet those whom you know and those you do not know. Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet peace be upon him said, Allah said, O son of Adam, if you spend the surplus, it will be better for you. And if you retain it, it will be bad for you. You will not be reprimanded for keeping what is enough for your need. Begin with those who are your dependents. And the upper hand, the one that spends in the way of Allah, is better than the lower hand. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever feeds a hungry believer will be fed by Allah on the day of judgment from the fruits of paradise. And whoever quenches his thirst will have his thirst quenched from the sealed wine of paradise. The Salaf used to ensure feeding others and they placed it before many acts of ibadah. It is good to feed all kinds of people, your relatives, friends, wealthy, but also look out for those who are needy and the fasting persons, the orphans, the ones who ask for it and the ones who do not ask for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, whoever feeds a fasting person will be recompensed with forgiveness of sins and salvation from hell. He will receive the same reward as a fasting person without causing him any reduction in his reward. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will give his reward to he who feeds a fasting person with a sip of milk or a piece of dates or a sip of water. And Allah will make him who quenches the thirst of a fasting person to drink from my pond. Remember, feeding other people is an act of worship, which triggers many other acts of worship. Ties of love and brotherliness are strengthened between you and the person you feed, and that may lead you to Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ said, you will not enter paradise until you believe and you will not believe until you love one another. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, feed the hungry, pay a visit to the sick, and free the captives. Sahih Hadith. A reported saying reads, the best charity is to satisfy a hungry person. And remember, we can feed anyone. It doesn't matter who it is. Muslim, non-Muslim, mushrik, sinner, pious, child, woman, man, elderly person. It doesn't matter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to satisfy the hunger of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to satisfy the hunger of the most poor and dejected of society. Ameen. And may He help us to do this for His sake alone, so He will love us and He will forgive us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we're almost at the end of our journey through the Quran. I want you to take a moment and reflect on your journey. At the different phases of the journey, how did you feel with the Quran in the beginning of the Ramadan, in the middle of Ramadan, and now towards the end of Ramadan? Do some serious introspection. tell me what you think was really extraordinary that you came across, especially if this was the first time. But even if you have read the Quran before, what did you feel were some of the things that really struck at you and that you will remember, inshallah? Do you think that your heart has become softened? Do you feel closer to Allah or not? You feel that you need to read the Quran more and understand it more. In either case, write about what your future plans with the Quran are. Because remember, this is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can never let it go. I would love to hear your feedback. I know people all over the world, inshallah, are listening to this. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from me and from every single person who has made it possible to bring this to you. I hope to hear your feedback, inshallah ta'ala. Remember me in your du'as and all those people who have helped you come this far. May Allah accept it from all of us. Ameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.